5:16 a.m. South African time on this beautiful Mubarak Friday morning on our program, As-Safinatu ila al-Jannah. I want to welcome the listeners of Radio Al-Ansar International. I want to welcome the listeners of Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlus Sunnah wal-Jama'ah. And of course, today is the 15th of Safar, 1445. Ustad, welcome to the Q&A this early Friday morning. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, Ustad.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Barakallahu feekum on Arafat. Jazakallahu khairan to our technicians, Brother Junaid Khan and Brother Riyaz Hussain. نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher, and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings, and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Today, with the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, we focus on chapter 28, Suratul Qasas, and verses 69 and 70. Almighty Allah Jalla Wala informs us, وَرَبُّكَ يَعْلَمُ مَا تُكِنُّ صُدُورُهُمْ وَمَا يُؤْلِنُونَ. وَرَبُّكَ, and your sustainer, nourisher, and provider, Almighty Allah is called Rabb. He takes us from stage to stage. The day we are born, we don't have any teeth. Then we have the baby milk teeth. And thereafter, we have the permanent teeth. So who is bringing about all these changes? So we find that Almighty Allah alone is the sustainer, nourisher for the entire universe. And that is Qudrat ka Karishma, the manifestation of the absolute power, control, authority, sovereignty of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. وَرَبُّكَ يَعْلَمُ مَا تُكِنُّ صُدُورُهُمْ, and He, Almighty Allah, knows everything, what we are concealing, what people conceal in their hearts, in their bosoms, all the secrets, all the hidden agendas, all the ulterior motives, all the intentions that are tainted and polluted. Almighty Allah teaches us in chapter 40, Surah Mu'min, يَعْلَمُ خَائِنَةَ الْأَعْيُنِ وَمَا تُخْفِي الصُّدُورِ. He knows the eyes that are disloyal, how we lie to our wives. We say we were reading the article, but the person was looking at the pornography. The person was looking at something haram, but the wife just accepts it for the sake of peace. But even she knows sometimes that the husband is lying. So every eye, and both eyes also, that are unloyal and looking at haram, that also Almighty Allah knows. وَمَا تُخْفِي الصُّدُورِ, and whatever the heart is hiding and concealing, everything is known to Almighty Allah. His knowledge all-embracing, all-encompassing. And وَمَا يُؤْلِنُونَ, and whatever they pronounce and announce, so all that He knows. So nothing is obscure from Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. وَهُوَ اللَّهُ, and He is Almighty Allah. The word Allah is used only for Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. You cannot use it for anybody, any creation, unless we use a prefix before that, and that will be Abdullah for the male slave, or Amatullah for the female slave. So that is solely the prerogative of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. لا إله إلا هو لا معبود بحق إلا هو. So there is none worthy of worship to anybody, anything. We don't bow down to anybody. We don't go in prostration and sujood to anybody except Almighty Allah, there, that is dead or alive. Even the Prophet and Messenger alayhi salam, we can't do that. Therefore, remember in Salatul Janazah, our funeral prayer, we don't have bowing down, we don't have sujood and prostrating, because the mayyit, the deceased, in front of the imam and leader and the people behind him, lahul hamdu fil ula wal akhira, exclusively for him, Almighty Allah alone is the praises fil ula, in the starting and in the ending, in this world and in the year after, all praises only solely for him. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Almighty Allah confers His bounties, favor upon us. We say Alhamdulillah. And even if things are against our warm's fancies and desires, still we say Alhamdulillahi ala kulli hal. We praise Almighty Allah in all cases and circumstances, as mentioned in Tirmidhi Sharif. وَلَهُ الْحُكْمُ, and only exclusively for him, that is for Hasr and Qasr, to show exclusivity, the commandment and passing the injunctions and commandments is only his prerogative. وَإِلَيْهِ تُرْجَعُونَ, and unto him you will be returned. Every one of us will die, every one of us will perish. And remember, Almighty Allah has mentioned in this very chapter, كُلُّ شَيْءٍ هَالِكٌ إِلَّا وَجْهَا, chapter number 28, and that is Surah Qasas, the narrative. And in the last verse, verse 88, everybody, everything shall perish except him, Almighty Allah. He was, he is, he always will be. So we all have to return to him. So on this Mubarak, blessed day of Jumu'ah, Friday, the 15th of Safar, remember that this is the news, views, interviews, locally, nationally, globally, and internationally. South Africa, sad story. Here in Marshall Town in Johannesburg, 74 people died, more than 50 people injured. What happened? Total failure. And again, the government has to take the blame because of their foolish policies. You must remember that they have derelict buildings and then people just go and stay there. Nobody pays rental. And then the government tells you, if you are the owner and the possessor of that building, you can't evict them. You must find alternate accommodation for them. Crazy, crazy policies. You must remember this. Who is to blame? Obviously, the government is to blame. Incompetent, hopeless, and useless. They can't organize the electricity. They can't organize the water. They can't organize the refuse. See in Swani, Pretoria, whatever you want to call it. Another chaos. But they want the people to pay full amount, although the people on strike and there are no services. A total disaster, remember that. So the Pope decides that he's going to Mongolia. But Mongolia is 3-4 million people, and mostly 90% or more, there are Buddhas there, and people who worship idols and what have you. But he's going there. There's only 1,500, they say, Christians there. So he just wants to break the record. This is Pope Francis' intention. No Pope has been to Mongolia. So he says, let me at least write my name in the record books that I will go there. So he's got nothing to do, you must remember, with teaching the truth. Which Bible is going to teach? You must remember that. They got so many problems there in the church. I'll just give you one. You must remember that there is a priest, you must remember, and his name is Makanik. So Makanik or whatever you. So remember that he was guilty on sexual assault of so many boys and so forth, but now they say they can't charge him because of dementia and he is forgetting and so forth because of his old age. Xi Jinping, remember, is not going to India in September on the 8th and 9th and so forth for the G20 conference. Why? Because, you know, he and Modi don't see eye to eye, and they have problems with the borders and so forth. Sometimes they meet like they met here in the BRICS summit, and they will pose for the photos, but they have huge differences, and Ping does not want to see Hanuman and Ganpati and so forth. You know Hanuman. So I told you yesterday that you must remember this, that some Hindus, they worship the monkeys, some of them worship the rats. So when you study Hinduism, then you will know they got special names. For the elephant, they will say Ganeshi, and for the monkey, they will say Hanuman, and for the rat, they will say Ganpati and Ganpati. So we studied some of this in school also, and I study now also. So you must keep on learning something new every day. So he's not going there. The deputy will go there to India. Big problem with the food story from Ukraine and so forth. So Turkey says they want to intervene, and they want to speak to Putin that we must allow the food to go and must be distributed to various parts of the world. Otherwise, the food prices will escalate and will cause a disaster. Saudi Airlines will be resuming. I spoke to our brother, spoke meaning that on the WhatsApp. So, who's in charge here, you understand, Brother Suleiman? So he told me that, yes, they will be flying from South Africa, Johannesburg to Saudi, and that will be in December, January, and they'll have 4 flights a week. But remember, you can start booking now. So those of you who want to go for Umrah and so forth, Ziyarah to Medina, December, January, during the holidays, the bookings are open. So at least that's good. But the Saudis don't have much brains, you know. If they have a direct flight from the 4 flights or so, once to Medina, it will be a very good thing. But your common sense is no more common. Sad, sad story coming out from Pakistan. 9 soldiers killed in the Banu area. If you know Pakistan, so that is in Sarhad, the frontier area, the Pakhtun area. Obviously, they're going to blame the Taliban and so forth. There's always tension there. 43 killed in Congo. So this is, remember, a place where there's so much diamonds and minerals and resources, but you have the enemies and the whiteys coming and playing one against the other, divide and rule, and then you find that this group will kill that group. And it's the foolishness of the African leaders to allow that. Gabon have told their policemen that they must go and expel the French ambassador. His time is up and so forth. So I hope it happens. The French must be kicked out. The real haramis, colonizers, imperialists, stealing what they did in Algeria 130 years, what they did in Tunisia 75 years. 14 countries, even after independence, must still continue paying tax. So now the African Union wants to expel Gabon or expel them. So this is again, you know, bootlicking. The more countries kick out the Westerners, you kick out, you must remember, the French, the Americans and all that who want to dictate to you, the better for you. See, Allah ki lati be awaze. If you know, America has got 50 states, right? I've been there twice. So, if you study the history, geography of Hawaii, you will know they call it the paradise. The paradise for the gays, for the homosexuals. And now such a punishment has come, the people have lost virtually everything, you must remember. So many people dead, they can't even account for them, and others missing, and it will take them years and years to rebuild and so forth. So always, when you play with the laws of Almighty Allah, then action and reaction will happen. So Trump and his team, the circus goes on. So this one group, one gang, they call themselves the Proud Boys. So in America, the Proud Boys leader, they sentenced him for 17 years. Because remember that they were one of the leaders entering the White House and so forth. And you must remember, they said, we don't accept this, that Biden won and what have you. So the circus carries on in America as well. Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. Again we say Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. One Israeli soldier sent to hell, good riddance, you must remember. We say Alhamdulillah, Allahu Akbar, our Mujahideen of Palestine. They're going to use whatever comes in their hand. They got guns, they got knives, they got their cars, they got their lorries. So he rammed in the lorry, 6 Israeli soldiers or whatever people injured, and their soldier dispatched straight to hell. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. But you see the enemies of Islam who got Muslim names. Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam made dua and supplicated for the people of Yemen. He supplicated for the people of Sham, the Levant, Syria, Palestine, Jordan, Lebanon. Hadith in Bukhari Sharif. Then they said, Ya Rasulullah wa fi Najdina, make dua for Najd, that is your Riyadh in Saudi Arabia and so on. Habibuna rahmatulil alameen sallallahu alaihi wasallam refused to make dua for them. And he said, the Saudis hate this hadith. They expunge it in some copies of Bukhari Sharif as though as this hadith is not there. I saw that myself. I showed one Maulvi of South Africa. I said, come, I show you how these people play with Islam. So you must remember, they had a rave show, musical show. One Satanist, one lady, and her crew and group were invited, and she's telling them, you know, the crowd, they go in a trance, that bow down, bow down, bow down to the goddess and so forth. See, in the land of Tawheed, supposed to be the land of Haramain Sharifain, 100% kufr and led by the Pied Piper MBS Murtad bin Shaitan. And any one of you agree with him, I have Quran in front of me, wallahi you murtad. And all you Salafi scholars who are trying to defend Saudi Arabia because you get money from them, hang your head in shame. You also a disgrace, remember that. Now there is the speaker there in America, McConnell or whatever his name. He's over 80 years old. He frees the second time in a month. They're speaking to him. He doesn't know whether he's alive or dead or whether he's going to die, you know. So they got all these old people, Biden, then McConnell, then Trump. Why you don't just go and get retired and sit quietly at home with your wife and children and grandchildren? But the Bostik is there, the money is there, the power is there. So they're power crazy, these guys. The Ukrainian foreign minister tells the critics of Ukraine, you must shut up. That's the word he used. He said, just shut up, you see. But Russia is fixing them up. Putin is a big harami. That's why we like him. When he fights the Americans in their proxy war, takes on NATO and takes on Europe and takes on, you must remember, Ukraine. So even they admitted, Kiev admitted and confessed, that so many helicopters of theirs had crashed and were blasted by the Russians. So well done to the Russians there. Remember that. Listen to the Jutla story. You see, there was one rabbi. He was also involved in sexual assaults and what have you. And he came to South Africa. He was arrested. Then somehow they managed to take him out. Now they made sure he get out of Israel and he's sitting in Ukraine. These are the haramis, the most despised and cursed people on the earth, the Jutlas. The Israeli Attorney General says, I will not be intimidated by threats by the government and the ministers. So well done if you can put them behind bars. Listen to the stories, you Jutlas haramis. $75 million US dollars of Palestinian money is still in the hands of the Israelis and they have not released it. These are the people. The only thing they will understand is one settler, one bullet will settle the issue. And remember that, you know, that they have their ex-chiefs and so forth. So one of the big guys of the Shane Batten, whatever you, he said that to Biden, don't welcome Bibi Netanyahu in the White House, then it means that you are also recognizing this illegal government of Netanyahu, Smotrich, and Ben-Gvir, the donkeys. So good advice there. But Biden, we don't know what will happen. He himself can't think straight with his nappies on and so forth. Today is Friday. Read abundant Durood Sharif, Salawat, Surah Kahf, Surah Dukhan. 8:30 to 9 will be Mufti Aku, inshallah, with Mawazahid Majid Khan, inshallah al-Aziz. 11:20, we will link up with Makkah, inshallah. Today is Sheikh Faisal Ghazawi and his khutbah and sermon. I will be in Heidelberg in the town masjid. They told me that Adhan day is around 12:20, so in the town masjid in Heidelberg, I will be there today, inshallah al-Aziz.
Somebody wants to know, Ustad, that does miracles exist? Or can we just say it's taqdeer, Ustad?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. You need to understand three different terminologies. One is what happened to the prophets and messengers. Nabi Musa alayhi salatu salam throws his stick and it is transformed into a serpent and a snake, so that you call mu'jiza. Nabi Isa alayhi salam, Jesus peace be upon him, a child who's born blind, so he just makes masa on him, rubs him, massages him with the hand and command of Almighty Allah. So you see, he's cured, he can see, his sight is, you know, retained and so forth. And that's mu'jiza, all with the command of Allah. Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam never went to a school or madrasa or a teacher, but he received the wahi directly from Almighty Allah. The revelation came, wa 'allamaka ma lam takun ta'lam, and Almighty Allah taught you that which you did not know, ya Rasulullah, O Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So directly from Almighty Allah, the greatest miracle of the master Habibuna Prophet Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu Allah alayhi wa sallam was, is, will always be the Quran Sharif, the noble Quran, 6,236 verses, 114 chapters, 540 sections and ruku. So that is mu'jiza, miracle. Nobody can do that, only Almighty Allah. One is for awliyaullah, pious people and so forth, you call it karamat. Wa kaffalaha Zakariya. Sayyida Maryam radiallahu ta'ala anha, her honorable name, Mary's name, is mentioned 34 times in the noble Quran, chapter 19, dedicated to her. The only lady whose name is mentioned explicitly in the noble Quran. When Zakariya alayhi salam would go to a chamber, kullama dakhala alayya Zakariya al-mihrab wajada inda rizqa, he would find food there, fruit there, out of season. You go to a person's house now in South Africa, he's got leeches, mangoes, so even we will be astonished and surprised. Kullama dakhala alayha Zakariya al-mihrab wajada inda rizqa qala ya Maryam anna laki hadha qalat huwa min indillah. So karamatul awliya haqqun. So she said, all this is from Almighty Allah, after Zakariya alayhi salam inquired. So for non-prophets and messengers and pious great people, you call it karamat. If you go to India, if you go to other parts of the world, I saw it myself in India, you will see people, they call them sadhu or what have you. He got his hand up, they say, Wallahu A'lam. They say, you must remember that his hand is like that up for how many years. Or they walk through the fire and all that, or take the sword and stab themselves. So you find some Muslim characters also doing this. So all this is istidraj and jadu. This is a sign that these people are going to hell. Remember that they use witchcraft, they use sorcery, magic and all that to beguile and deceive people. So we must understand that three different categories here. Mu'jiza is for Anbiya, prophets and messengers. Then the other extraordinary events for pious people is karamat. And for non-Muslims and Muslims who are involved in haram activities, and but it's crazy things, you know, really astonishing things, is istidraj. Sanastadrij min haythu la ya'lamun wa umli lahum. I give them respite and then I punish them. So that is what Islam teaches us.
I've got a brother, Kumaran. He says, AK, what do I do with a car that a stranger bought from me but never collected it? And he passed away. No contact with his family at all. Kumaran, Ustad.
Kumaran, the way I understand your question, that this guy, that he bought the car from you, so the way you must clarify this issue, he paid you the 50,000, 100,000 or whatever, so if there was payment done and so forth, then you must remember your owners and duty is, you must deliver that car to his heirs and tell them your father, brother, whoever, husband paid for this car and now it belongs to him, but now he's deceased, maybe the guy fell sick or whatever you. So that is compulsory upon you. If the guy bought the car in this sense, that you had a gentleman's agreement and so forth, you shook hands on it, but there was no payment, you must remember that. Then in a case like that, you don't have to render. You just keep the car because there was no payment. If there was a deposit paid and so forth, so then you give back the deposit to his heirs and you keep the car. Or if they want the car, they must pay the balance and the residue, and then you hand over the car to them. So these are your three different scenarios.
I see Prikasan says, AK, to you and to the team morning, why do many Arabs dislike the Arab citizens of Israel? You guys are jokers, AK. Let's be realistic, Ustad.
So you must remember, so why do the Hindus dislike, you must remember, the Dalits? You don't even touch them. You go and urinate on them. So who's the joker, my brother? So you see the G20 summit is coming there. So now they're worried about the monkeys and about the rats because they can't kill them, because some Hindus, they worship Ganpat, and that is the rat, and they worship the Hanuman and Ganeshi and so forth. So who's the jokers, my brother? So you must remember this. Any person who hates the Palestinian Muslims, he is either a spy of the enemy, or either he himself, he is out of the fold of Islam, like the Saudi rulers and these people who made peace. I told you 100 times, all these Arab countries, you must remember, Morocco, Bahrain, Emirates, and Jordan, and Egypt, whole lot, remember, the government, the leaders who made all these deals, they murtad, traitors out of the fold of Islam. So they and the Jutla and the Hindu, for us, they are the same. We got no time for them, and they got their sidekicks and spies. They record me daily, and they know I say this against them.
Listen to this one, Ustad. I was refused a USA visa on a counter interview, AK. When I was asked, do you know anyone in the USA? I replied, honestly, no. The same time she returned back my passport, what should I answer? I'm scared to give my name, AK, or else they will come for me. I'm from Escort, Ustad.
So you must remember, honesty is the best policy. I went to America twice. This was before 9/11. So you must remember that. And then with the day, my friend, my brother Yusuf Dokrat, he passed away in 2002. He and his son, Farooq, Allah grant them Jannat al-Firdaus al-A'la, in a tragic accident. He just took my passport and what have you, my wife's, and he went and he organized the American visa for 10 years, the Canadian visa for 3 years, no interview, nothing. But after 9/11, after they did everything, you know, the Jutlas and them were involved in that. So now they don't want you to really go there. But if you really have to go, then just be honest. And if things work out, alhamdulillah. So sometimes our people who go to Palestine, you know, so then they try and intimidate them. One, two people told me, they asked him, the person, you know, Mufti AK. So the people are so frightened. So before they go there, you understood, they remove all the things I sent to them and so forth. So you must just speak the truth. When I went there, so the Jutlas, the Haramis asked me, the super terrorists, if you go inside, what will you do? What will you tell the Palestinians? I said, I don't have to tell them anything. They all know their own history, meaning that you Jutlas, I didn't tell them this part, but they understood it was a lady interviewing me. That is meaning that they all know that you are the crooks and you are the terrorists and you are the invaders. So I don't have to tell them that. I have to tell my people what is the true story, so that they come to know not to follow the hasbara and propaganda of the Zionist media. So these kind of things I told them, we must never fear them. So don't you seem to be so scared already, my brother. You escort, you want, I must escort you to the Washington White House and the United Nations. We went to all these places, White House, United Nations, and I wanted to go to Camp David, then they didn't allow us. Go read the Muslim Woman, the latest one, September, today is 1st September. It's a red cover. You will see we wrote the article there, alhamdulillah, regarding America and so forth. And when I went to White House, my wife, she just prevented me. They asked any questions. I just was going and out to ask. That time all the trouble was going on with Clinton and Monica. So I wanted to ask them where Clinton was busy what Monica, your haramis. You see, these are the shayateen. These are the animals they are. Worse than animals, remember that. Ulaika kal an'am balhum adwal. They are like animals, even worse than animals. People who allow transgender, who allow Adam and Eve, Adam and Steve, Madam and Eve, in the light of Quran, they are even worse than animals.
I see Jonathan says, you're afraid of us, AK. Just
so
say
what
it.
I must be afraid
we're
of you. You record me and send to your grandfather in Israel. For what if I'm afraid of you, what I'm telling you, one settler, one bullet will settle the issue. You're a harami super terrorist.
Listen to this one, Ustad. I'm not gonna mention his name, Ustad, but why are you and others Maulanas speaking bad of our organization in Cape Town? Y'all don't even know or see the good work they're doing. Allah's curse and punishment coming to y'all soon. I'm from Cape Town. Call me if you have to. I'm from Mitchell's Plain, Ustad.
So we don't bother of, we don't carry favor. That's the thing you don't understand. You must remember this. We don't carry favor with any person, any organization, any politician, any government. We are here to stand for the truth. What is the truth? Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah. We believe in the Quran Sharif. We believe in the Sunnah Mubarakah teaching of Nabi Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. We believe all the Sahaba and students, companions of the Master alayhi salatu salam, will go to paradise in Jannah. Chapter 57, verse 10. We believe the awliyaullah and the special friends of Almighty Allah have a special place in Islam. We follow the four schools of the Ahlus Sunnah wal Jama'ah. You who close the mosque, you who go and make Shia as your best friend, you who go to church with candles and worship there under crosses for non-Muslims, you murtads and out of the fold of Islam, we're going to name you, shame you, and nail you in this week, inshallah.
Allahu Akbar. Martin says, AK, do you think Joe Biden is a top 3 US president? What do you think, Ustad Martin?
He's an idiot. You must remember that. He can't even fight the war. You must remember. He bankrupt the whole of Europe. He bankrupt America. And now they're in big trouble. You must remember. He thought it'll be walkover. Even now, yesterday, I heard the news. You must be an idiot to believe them. You must. They said Russia is speaking to North Korea. And that guy there, Ching Ching Chong, and you know, all these guys' names are so difficult, so I make my own names, you understood? So you must remember, he's going to give arms there to Russia. And then the U.S. ambassador to the United Nations said, this is the violation of the resolution of the United Nations. So all the resolutions that Israel went against, and you use your veto, what, you don't speak about all that? So you must remember. So when they get a good thrashing from Putin and Russia, they say Iran is giving them drones. When they get a good riot, then they say China is giving them. Then they will say North Korea is giving them. So very good, the new bloc is coming up. And that is Russia, that is China, that is North Korea, that is Iran. For us, they're all shaitans. Shias are kuffar 100% as far as we're concerned. So you must be clear on this. As long as they give Israel and America hiding, we will support them, you must remember. Last question.
Somebody says here that I don't like your station. I don't like your news, views and interviews. Ustad.
Very good. Who told you to hear and wake up now? Go and sleep. You understand? But you know that you must, you won't get this news anywhere. So you see, you grudgingly, you don't like it. But deep down you say, hey, I better wake up and listen to what AK is saying. You see, that is what people say. يَقُولُونَ بِأَفْوَاهِهِمْ مَا لَيْسَ فِي قُلُوبِهِمْ. They say with their mouth what is not in their in their hearts. So you won't get this news anywhere because everybody got slanted news. They have to bootleg the politicians and governments. We shoot straight with the AK-255. Ayatul Kursi, verse number 255 of chapter 2. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.